From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Utah lawmakers are another step closer to making substantial revisions to the state's vote-by-mail system, despite its popularity. As KUER's Sage Miller reports, there's fierce opposition to the changes.
Right now, all of Utah's active voters are automatically sent a ballot in the mail. But Utahns would have to opt in to receive and return their ballot by mail under legislation from Republican Representative Jefferson Burton. He says the proposed changes are to improve election security and integrity.
But all this does is enhance an already good system so that there's a certain level of confidence that some people may not have when they don't see people showing identification to vote.
Voters would also have to add the last four digits of a valid ID on their ballot. However, some county clerks are against the bill. John Whitaker is the Iron County clerk. He raised concerns about including the last four digits of an ID as a security measure.
I have my wife's Social Security number memorized. That's much easier to fake.
The bill narrowly advanced out of committee and heads to the full Senate for consideration. Sage Miller, KUER News.
Utah lawmakers are considering legislation that could ban abortion providers like Planned Parenthood from teaching in public schools. Republican Senator Daniel Thatcher joined Democrats yesterday in voting against it. He said parents already have to give permission for their kids to take these classes, but this bill takes away that choice.
To me, that is not liberty. That is not conservative. That is not putting parents first. And somehow you've put me in a position where I have to side with Planned Parenthood to stand with liberty.
Right now, guest health instructors like Planned Parenthood have to be approved by a district committee made up of teachers and parents. The bill narrowly passed out of a Senate committee. It now goes to the full Senate, and it's already passed in the House. Domestic violence advocates are unhappy about a lack of funding from Utah to help some victims. The Utah Domestic Violence Coalition says next year's state budget doesn't include a $260,000 request for strangulation exams. Strangulation is common in DV cases, but the injuries can be hard to see. They say without the funds, it'll be harder for people in law enforcement and the medical field to help prosecute violent offenders. Lawmakers approved one-time funding for kits in 2022 and 2024. Utah lawmakers want to create a new fund to help manage the costs of wildfires. KUER's Brian Larson has more.
The Utah Wildfire Fund would clarify state and local responsibilities for fire suppression, mitigation, and rehabilitation. It would also merge existing programs into one account to streamline the funding process. The fund could also be used to distribute grants to local departments for fighting fires. The director of the Utah Department of Natural Resources, Forestry, Fire, and State Lands told the St. George News this legislation would benefit southern Utah. The National Interagency Fire Center is predicting southern Utah will experience above-normal fire activity starting in June. Brian Larson, KUER News.
Taylor Flat Airstrip in Daggett County could reopen, but first, the federal government wants to hear from the public. The Bureau of Land Management is accepting comments through April 3rd. It'll weigh that input and the impact on the environment. The Taylor Flat Airstrip was built in the 1960s and later closed. If approved, the dirt airstrip would be open for public aviation use. You're listening to KUER News.